in the Simon Peches, the Mechaber writes, "Kol Tameim Koreim B'Torah, V'Koreim Kriyashma Mispalim." So anyone who's Tamei can learn Torah, can say the Shema, can daven, chutz mi Balkeri, except the person who had the Balkeri, he had an admission. Shehotzi, oh, Ezra mikol ha-tameim, Ezra singled him out, va'asoro, bein b'divrei b'torah, bein b'kriya shema, tefila ad she'itbol. So Ezra singled him out and says that he can't do any of these things until he goes to a mikvah. Kedesh, le'yei talmidei chachamim, mitzuyin eitzel neshaseihem, Kitarnagolin, so that the Talmidei Chachamim shouldn't be frequently living with their wives like a bunch of roosters. Va'achekach bitlu osa tekana. Then afterwards, this was nullified. This decree. Ve'hemidu hadavra hadin. Then went back to Ikra hadin that a Balkeri could learn and say Shema. Va'af Balkeri mutter b'divrei Torah b'kriya Shema b'tefila b'lo tefila v'lo rechitza v'tisha kavin. So without washing himself with the Tisha Kavan is a measurement. We'll see exactly how many liters of water that is to have that poured on a person. V'chein poshid haminag, and that's how it's the minag is spread out. And at the end, the Ramah says v'ish shekosvu she'in l'isha need to be meiri iyasa likanes lebeis hakneses. Woman shouldn't go to shul during the time she's in nida. Ol hispala or the daven ol hazkir hashem ol liga v'sefer. To save Yesh Omsh Muteris, because some say it's allowed. V'chein Ika, that's the main halacha. Aval haminag b'mdina se'elu kesfar rishon. But the minag in Poland, the Ramah in Krakow, is like the first opinion, not to do any of these things. V'mei libun nohagu heter, but during the Shivis Nikiyim, the watch, there is a heter for this. In a place where they are normally strict, on these types of days, many people go to shul, so the mutar on leilech lebeis hakneses kishar nashim. She go just like everybody else. Ki hu lahem itzavon gadol shehakom is asvin vehein yamdu chutz. It'd be very upsetting that everyone else is going to shul and they had to stay home. Okay, we'll talk about what's done nowadays in terms of these halachas. All right, says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Aleph. Kidei gam ki hakeri bo mikalas rosh. Because a person is lightheaded and thinking about frivolous things, that could lead to keri as well. V'divrei Torah tzarach lios be'ema v'yira v'seis v'ziya. They have to be very serious and in awe when learning Torah. K'mo be'es n'sinosa. In last week's parsha, by Kabbalah Satorah, that's the way the Kalal Yisrael was. So to when learning, one has to do that. And afterwards, the decree became nullified. But a person who does have a minhug, who wants to go to the mikveh after having seen keri, tovel of bracha. So it's a wonderful thing. The bracha should come to him. Provided by going to the mikveh, he's not going to miss the zman for shema and the zman for davening. So even if he could still daven in the right zman, but he'll miss the minyan, whatever, the minyan starts at a certain time, and the mikveh doesn't open up until 15 minutes before, then there's no way that he could go to the mikveh and then come back to the dance. So then, still should not go to the mikveh in order if it's going to miss tefillah b'tzibur. The reason why they repealed it was because not everybody could keep this. So the reason why they nullified it was for two reasons. If a person says, I know if I'm going to be with my wife, I'm going to have to go to the mikveh the next day, so then, okay, I just won't be with my wife, and then I'll say this, so then that's going to be matlu pervu. On the other hand, if there's bitul Torah, so then a person will say, I can't learn until I go to the mikveh, and I can't access the mikveh, now I'm not going to go to the shir. So for both reasons, the decree is no longer in place, mi'ikar hadin, but then there are anshei ma'isa who keep to it. Ha'minhag, mikom okom dalet, ye'ish, there are special people who keep this. When they have keri, then they do go to the mikveh.
Every day.
That's right.
Regardless of.
That's right, yes. Rav Kook once explained that because the Baal Shem Tov released such an overwhelming ahava into the world by the teachings of Chassidus, so you have to go to mikveh to temper that back a little bit. That's why the chassidim, as you said, are machbit to go to mikveh every single day. The im kasha lehen hatzavila. If it's hard to actually go to mikveh, then roch hatzin es atzam b'tisha kavin. So then one could have tisha kavin poured upon them. So here, normally, you can't have mayim she'uvim. Can't be drawn water. Good morning. So they say this would work for it. You could also do mayim she'uvim for that as well. Even if it's in three different buckets that is poured upon a person. So you have to, it has to be continuous flow. We're in the middle of Sifkan Dal. You can't have like four or five, anything more than that. How much is it? A love. I'm not to toivel in it. So if you're going to be doing a tevila, you're toiveling into it, then it would have to be the 40 so'a. Uvakarka kshar tevila, that's the same thing, is in the ground. Mikol makom, im nichnas chetzio lemikveh, part of you fit in the mikveh, v'lo hirkin roisha litbol, chatzi gufa asher b'chut, so half you're in, half you're out, rak shofchu alav, lost my place, rak shofchu alav, milamalo, tishakab, and then the rest of it, they pour it on, moyel itahir, that would work, like a combination. Kosev sefer mat Ephraim, d've'ish v'chas ha'tishakabim al ha'odam, yesh l'lamon zokuf, he should stand straight up, u'shtey yodov, munochim neged libel, across his heart, v'lo yidchak oisam b'chibuk, not to squeeze very hard. Harbe rak b'revach ketzas kadesh yavo hamaim gam sham. But he's here. V'yazhir hashoichim. You should warn the people who are pouring the water. Allah sheishbechu keneged gufo mam. You should pour them directly. So we nowadays the poskim have a discussion. Deir Shri brings down. What about a shower? Would a shower work for that? So some poskim hold that a shower would satisfy this requirement of having teisha kabin poured upon a person, but with one caveat. You have to be under the shower before it turns on. Because if not, it's not like it's being poured on you. It's being poured and you just went under the flow. That doesn't work. Some poskim hold it doesn't work. But for those who do, that would be how we'd have to do it. I was actually trying to figure out, because about to discuss now how much it is, how much teisha kabin, how many liters of water it is. So I asked, they had a discussion group, you have to catch the water and then extrapolate from there how much time it took to fill up to the necessary amount, then you'll figure out how long you have to be under the shower to get the teisha kabin, right? So it's very subjective. It's not really like take a 5-minute shower, 2-minute shower.
How many inches in the bathtub would it be for it to be?
Yeah, that depends on the bathtub, right? Yeah. It depends on the kli. Vishir teisha kabin, that explains. Ayin bir heitev shehu shir tesvav kvart Polish. 15 Polish kvart. Ayin b'sefer mate Ephraim hanal shekosu debe kvart shalanu tzorech chavdalad kvart v'shvichas teisha kabin. So again, in the footnotes, they bring a whole different thing about how many liters it is. They don't hold so much. Okay, it could be 18. So you have to make sure you know people who don't have an access to a mikveh, but they want to get the tahara before Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So then you have to tell them exactly how much it is. Even those who do go for carry, davka bori. This is only by a healthy person. Or a sick person who had relations. But if a sick person, because the sickness is what causes the carry to come out, then that's not included in the takana of Ezra at all. He doesn't have to go to the mikveh at all. All he has to do is wash it off. Shouldn't have dirty from the shich v'zera. Again, a sick, healthy person who just sees like a watery thing. It's not considered part of the takana. Okay, for truma is tamei mishum mayim chalukim, because the water that came out. And at the end, the Ramah has like a little last part about what to do about a woman who is in nida, that the minhag was not to go to a shul during those times. The kos of Rabbeinu Yerucham yesh toim lomar. Many are mistaken and say shehanoshim yoldos lo yikansu lebeis hakneses. A woman who's given birth shouldn't go to shul ad she'avru arba yom lezochar, until 40 days pass for a boy, u'shmonim lekever, 80 days for a girl. Haminhag tosu. No, it's a mistake. It's wrong. V'tzorech limchos be'yodim. You have to protest and say, no, you come to shul, you're allowed to come to shul whenever you want, immediately. At least until you feel well enough. And then again, o lehispal v'midon davin uv'vinyomin zev. That's one of the early quoted very much by the Ramon places. Simon Kufnun Gimel Kosov, he writes, shlo nagu rak shlo lichnos Lebesa Knesses, Velo Leroy's Sefer Torah, they shouldn't look at the Sefer Torah. Vegan Kishimis Paleles, Eina Omedes Bifne Chavroseha. She doesn't stand with all the other people. Mishum Minhag, Kovod Oisin Kane, Velo Mishum Isra. It's a Minhag, it's not really a prohibition. Ad Kan Lashon. That's what he writes, and that's the source for this ruling of the Ramah. Vechain Hiskimu Hachronim, Vetzrichel, His Paleel, Bebesa, Levarech, Kol Habracha. She's just driving home, sell the Brachos, Rapap, Yerkos Hamazim, Kiddush, Hu, Min HaTorah, right? So, benching is a deraisa, right? V'yachalta v'savata v'irachta Hashem lakecha. Kiddush is zochras from Shabbos. These are deraisa. So, okay, of course you can do that. I'm Mogid Avram. Aval haminhug sifkat and zayin. Medino seinu nohagin heter la'olam. But the minhug is that this is allowed. Brachos mispalos. She davens. She makes brachos. Mikol mokam lo yistaklu b'sefer Torah b'shas shemagbihin osa lira liharos la'om. So he brings that a woman who is in the time of her nida comes to shul but should not look at the Sefer Torah that's held up for Hagba. Od kosev shelo yikansu levesa kvoros ad shiit bilush. Also, she should not go to a cemetery if she's in nida. So this is what there's a huge discussion about this piece. What about these seminaries? In Eretz Yisrael, they take the girls to Tzvas, they take the girls to all these Kivrei Tzadikim. So what do? So some say the meaning is they stay outside, they explain, they say tell them on the ring. But here you see clearly that a girl who's a woman who's Nida should not go to a...
What's the reason for that?
It's got to be something, Alpi Kabbalah. That there is a lush in the Zohar that says like something like a sultan Meraki being carnal, that the sultan's like dancing between them. This is not one of these, like, you know, this is one of the more, I don't know how to phrase this correctly, it's one of the more like esoteric aspects. It's not like really Maker Hadin. She could go, but the minig is not to go. That's the way the post can explain. And then the last thing, we'll just end off with this. And this finishes off Hilchos Kriya Shema, the very last Mishnah. Here we go. Sifkat and Ches Noram and on Yom Noraim. Yom Rishon Shal Slichos Ve'elach Mikra Yom Noraim Lechol Chay Ki Hagadna. So from that night of Slichos, when we start saying Masi Shabbos, that's really when the Yom Noraim period begins. Right, that's the Chazan is one who starts. We start with the minhag for Ashrei, right? We start the Yom Tov Nusach already begins. That's where it begins. V'hu Adin Im Masiyev Bono Obita Oshihi Atzma Yoledes. She's bringing her son, her daughter. She herself is a Yoledes. She holchim lebeis haKnesses acha arba shavuos. She goes after 4 weeks. Shari afa pisha he nida. She's a nida. She could still go. V'kevin shemutarim leilech lebeis haKnesses. Since she's allowed to go to shul, shari gam came lehispala bechol ze lechol lechule alma. Since she's allowed to go, she's allowed to daven as well. All right. Mirat Hashem, we will start now learning our next section of Hilchos Tefillah. Good Ner Shabbos.